Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders. We are usually Tuesdays at 12 p.m. live with First Seder Besmedrash, firstseder.org. Today is Wednesday, due to yesterday was Shivasa Betamuz, and I was traveling from Lakewood. I was not able to give the shiur live with First Seder Besmedrash, so we are giving the shiur today. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Bez Hashem be joining the shiur. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzhak Saflis, Bottom Line Marketing Group, and his family, as a schus for himself, his family, for the listeners in Gans Klal Yisrael. When I was leaving to Lakewood Monday morning, I got a text, the Besura Toiva, the Baruch Hashem, the second USB of the Life and Torah of our leaders, was produced and was beginning to be sold in Lakewood. The first one we put out just over a year ago with almost the first 100 shiurim, and now we have 40 or 42 of the most recent shiurim that are on the second part. So if that's something that interests you, please go purchase it and spread it around. And Bez Hashem, it's Lahagdol Teira Ulahadira. Okay, we're continuing with the Mefarshei HaRambam. And we did Rabbeinu Manoach last. And now we are going to the Migdal Oiz. Rabbi Shem Toiv ben Avram ibn Goin. So in the beginning of his Sefer, called Sefer Keser Shem Toiv, Keser Shem Toiv, which is a Kabbalah Sefer on the Ramban al HaTorah, as we'll see, he recounts his yichus, Omar Shem Toiv, ben Reb Avram, ben Reb Yeshua, ben Reb Shaul, ben Reb Moshe, ben Reb David, ben Reb Avram, ben Gaon. So the Sefer Arachayim from Arachayim Michal, a history Sefer on Gedolim, he writes, Venera, it appears from here that the Roish Mishpachtoi, his name was Gaon. That was his name, and it's not a description of his father, of Avram Goin, rather, it's the name of the family, or the patriarch of the family, was named Goin. And the Chidon Shem HaGdolim as well writes, in the entry of the Sefer Keser Shem Toiv, he writes, Uvir Paritz in Paris, Bibliotheca, in the library Shel Melech Tzarfas, of the French king, Reisi Sefer Anizkar Shalem, I saw the Sefer Keser Shem Toiv, it's the complete Sefer, and over there he writes the Yachas Shaloi, his Yichus, Umisham Hevanti, says the Chidah, from there I understood, the Reish Mishpachtoi Hoya Ish Sheshmoi Goin, Baal Hashem, that was his name, was Gaon, Ve'enai Tayar, again, it's not a description, so therefore, when you look in his other Sefer, Badei Ha'arayin, in the beginning he writes his name, Hashem Toiv Ben Avram Ben Gaon, it doesn't mean his father, first of all, it doesn't mean that his grandfather's name was Gaon, because it was many Doris before. We know this already from our learning of the Chachmei Svarad, Reb Shloime Ben Aderes, his father's name was not Aderes, it's Ibn Aderes, that was the family's name, and the same thing over here, it means Ibn Gaon, it was the family's name was Gaon, because the original patriarch was named Gaon. Now in the Migdal Oiz in Hilchas Sukkah, Perek Vav Alech Yud Beis, the Rambam, famous Rambam Paskins, that you have to make the bracha of Leisha Vasukkah Iver Lasiyasan, so therefore you recite Kiddush standing, you make the bracha, and then you sit down. And the Rambam says, Uvazeh hoya minig rabbeisei v'rabonei Svarad. This was the minig of my rabbeim and the rabbonim of Svarad. And the Ravid argues on this. And the Ravid says, that kol zman you didn't eat yet, it's still called Iver Lasiyasan. So says the Migdal Oiz, Yesh Deah Shlishis. There's a third shita. And he says, kol zman that a person goes into his sukkah, l'shena, to sleep, v'tiol, or just to spend time, he's not going to eat, mevarech kemoy l'achila, he makes a bracha just like if he would be going to eat. V'chein noag ba'atzmi al pei rabbeisai. The Migdal Oiz says, and this is my custom according to my rabbeim, v'af al pi shadoini ovizal, and even though my father, v'chol g'doyle mishpachti, and all the g'doyle of my family, hoya noyagim v'kabolas avoisa masfardim, that they went with the Kabbalah of their fathers, the Svardim, k'divrei ramzal, like the Rambam, says the Migdal Oiz, I don't have a proof to be machria which way is correct. Dimisvara ein litzarech bezeh hachibur. Very interesting. He says, in this sefer, the Migdalois, I'm not here to say my svaris. If I would have a raya, had a paskin, my rabbeim, the Rambam, the Ravid, it probably wasn't like the Ravid, as we'll see, but the Rambam, my rabbeim, I would have a raya, that's one thing, but misvara ein litzarech bezeh hachibur, that's not what this chibur is for. But you see, he quotes his father's minig here. In Hilchos Shechita, Periches, Halacha Yudalit, talks about checking out the tumas agidim, the tendons of a bird. He writes, Ela Shapirish Rashizal, Ela Kapirish Rashizal, Ubalei Toisvis. He writes, the Ashkenazim leichziku atzmon levodkon. They wouldn't check the tumas agidim, mipachad bikiusam, because they were afraid, they weren't experts. Be'an visonusam, obviously, he says that was very humble of them. Vanachnu b'svarad, but here in Svarad, afilu ba'oif, even when it comes to birds, hurgalnu b'yeshiva seinu, we have become accustomed in our yeshiva, al pi kabbalah seinu, according to our tradition, levodkan, lemare seinenu, to check them the way we see, the way I have been shown, me'adoini avizal. I saw this from my father, asher kibo merabaisav, va'avaisav harishainim. That he was mekabel from his rabbeim and from our fathers. Ulitzayir b'dikasim b'ksav, says the Migdalois, to try to explain and to demonstrate how to check them, put it into writing. Efsher, can't do that. The Gav Dimrei Ramzal, the Rambam as well, who didn't check them. Kol kabbalah mipel peh. The way you check it only becomes, it's orally, you have to actually show it. So again, he's saying he had a Kabbalah from his father who had it from his Rabbeim and his forefathers, how to check the Tumas Hagidim. Now, where was he born? In the Sefer Badei Ha'aron, his Sefer, he writes, Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Yaakov Achim Kehanim, there were two brothers, Rabbi Yitzchak v'Rabbi Yaakov, Shemoladtam Be'ir Sarya, that they were born in Sarya, which is in northern Spain. He says, Shagam hi eretz meladati. That's also where I was born. Ukroiva mishpachtam lemishpachti, and we're related. He's talking about something else over there. But it seems he was born in Soria, in this area of Spain. When exactly he was born, it's not very clear. Some say he was born in 1287 in the year Mem Zayin. But as we'll see later, it doesn't seem to be so borer. That it could be he was born 10 years earlier than that. I'm not even sure where that number came from, to be honest. He learned by the Rashba, and he learned by Reb Yitzchok Tudris, from the big Mekubalim of the time, in Barcelona, which is about 460 kilometers east of Sarria in Spain. In Hilchos Tzitzis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, Sha'alti es pi Meiri Rashba Zal, I asked from my Rebbe, the Rashba, al zeh. It's talking about Bal Taisev over there. He told me that he, the Rashba, asked his Rabbi Muvak, Rabbi Nuyoyna, Kadarzal, and he told him, they asked this question already. He doesn't know the reason. There's a Pesasvar over there. And at the end, he writes, but however, his Das, the Rashba's Das, and my Das are not happy with this Teretz. In Hilchos Tefillin, Paragim Alocha Hey, talks about the order of the parashias of the Shalraish. V'cheinu'agu Rabbeiseinu Achroinim Shalimduni Chachma. And this is the minig of Rabbeiseinu Achroinim, who taught me Chachma. It's understood to mean, this means Chachmas Ha'emes, meaning Kabbalah, Harajba, V'Haribat, that's Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Tudris, Mipi HaChosid, where'd they learn it from? From the Chosid, Ri Ben HaRavid, Rabbi Yitzchok Sagi Nahar, the son of the Ravid, Alpi Rabbeinu Godo HaGodo HaRambanzal, Alpi Rabbeinu the Rambanzal. In Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perakei Halacha Aleph, the Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, if May Peris, fruit juices, is that Machmetz? He writes, V'gam Rabbeisai Hayu Chalukim. He says the Migdalois, my Rabbeim, also argued about this. Umayri harajba zal haya noyeg boy heter la'atzmai. The Rajba was noyeg heter la'atzmai, that it's not machmetz like the Rambam. V'kol shekein shayamayr la'acherim, and for sure, if he himself was noyeg that it's mutter, he paskened for others. Ushar rabbeisei atzarfatim, and he says, my other rabbeim, the tzarfatim, the balei atayis atzarfatim, hayu noyegim by chumra. They, this more Ashkenazim, like, they were noyeg by chumra, va'ani achareyem, nohakti chumra la'atzmi, and therefore I follow them, and I am also machmer. However, umekel ani lachem karam, but I'm makel for others, like the Rambam. So here, he keeps on saying he had other rabbeim besides the Rashba. He doesn't call them Rabbi Seinu, he calls Rabbi Yisai Atzarfatim. Who they are exactly, not 100% clear. Now it would seem that he was Marbitz Torah in Toledo. Toledo is 700 kilometers southwest of Barcelona, in central Spain. How do we know that? Because in Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Gimel, Samir Beis, he writes a Tshuva, Todila, which is Toledo, L'Reb Shem Tov Ben Gaonzal, and in Simen Mem is the same thing. So the Rashba seems to be writing a Tshuva to him, his Rabbi the Rashba writing a Tshuva to him in Toledo. The Chidon Shem HaGedoylim, and again on Sfarim Keser Shem Tov, he writes, V'Sham Kosav, that there in that sefer he writes the kibol soides miharashba de amram ela belachisha. He was mekabel secrets kabbalah from the Rashba that he told it to him belachisha in a whisper quietly like kabbalah is given over. In the sefer Badei Ha'arayin, which is also kabbalah, and he writes bishnas aleph dalid ayin, which is 75, which is shnas. Ayin Hay, so Ayin Hay is going to be 1315, Me'el of Ashishi. Chokakti Eila Hadvar Maluach, that's when I wrote down these things, literally means he engraved these on the Luach. Uchvarim Nishamili Bekesser Shem Toiv Shali. He says, they're already written in my Kesser Shem Toiv. Kasher Kibaltim Mipi Rabbo Yisai, like I was Mekav for my Rabbeim, Hagoyin Rav Shleimai, Ben Reb Avram Ben Aderes, Verab Yitzchok Bar Tudris, Shekiblu Mipi Yerav Moishim Rav Nachman, that they were mekablet from the Ramban, Rav Achos, Rav Yitzchak Saginar, Ben Rav Avram, Avbezin, the Ravid, Asher Noyde Chachmasam, V'yatza Tivam, it's well known, their Chachma and their Tivam, their stamp in the world. So again, he's bringing from his Kabbalah, from his Rabbeim, in Teres HaKabbalah, Teres HaNistar. Now, as we'll see a little bit later, in the year 1312, he was still in... That's 1315 when he wrote that Badei Aharon, but that was could have been later in Eretz Yisrael. In 1312, he was still in Svarad, it's still in Spain, as we'll see in a moment, from one of his other Svarim. And then he traveled to Eretz Yisrael. In the end of the Akdama of Badei Aharon, he writes, he doesn't say specifically why he left Svarad, but in there he writes, Vayhi bayamim, it was during the days, Meisu alai bonu v'noisai, my children, and my sons and daughters died, v'loi nishar, elai, yaitze chalotzi, v'loi pri mipri. He says, I didn't have any descendants. Not a pri mipri, v'ani hoylech hariri, I'm childless. Nitztaharti, he says, I was pained, v'amarti kachiri lechavera, he says he had a friend, the same thing happened with him, and he wasn't even married, that friend, and he didn't have any svarim, so that's why he decided to write this sefer. It sounds like his wife was still alive, but he decided to write this sefer because he didn't have anything else. And he writes over there as well, Vayhi bayamim achadim vatisayin ruach. He's talking about a friend of his, as we'll see at the end of the share, the friend that came along with him. Vatavienu eretz hakdoisha evan horesha, achar kamot tzorish over aleinu. He says, many tzoras happened to us. He doesn't explain what happened. Venatanu ole, and I planted my tent, ir Tveria, first in Tveria. Then he writes, Vayivienu Yerushalayim, I came to Yerushalayim, elekim yichayne adoylam selabim herav yameinu. And at the end, he settled in Sfas. He doesn't write that in that piece, but it's clear that he ended up in Sfas. Now, in Migdal Oiz, there are certain things that he says that now that I came to Eretz Yisrael, I'm able to see them more clearly. So, for example, in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Dalid, over there it's talking about making Ir HaNidachas, too many close to each other. So it's talking about how far Yehuda and Galil are from each other. He writes, "V'gam lachar shezochinu lavi be'eretz, after we were zeicha to come to Eretz Yisrael, ra'inu shehein," meaning Yehuda and Galil, "rechaykezu mizu malach sheish yamim," there are 6 day travel from each other. "Uvozeh alu divrei Rambam zal alnachan," and therefore the Rambam was correct in that sugya over there. In Hilchos Yontif Parak Gimel Och Yigimel, the Rambam says tvua shel Eretz Yisrael was very good, taiva b'yoser, and therefore, when it comes to Hilchos Yontif, if you grind it up on Erev Yontif, nothing happens to it by the next day, it doesn't become weaker, and therefore it's better to do Erev Yontif as opposed to on Yontif. So says the Migdal Ois, very easy be'enai, says I saw with my own eyes, lachash hazachisi lovi b'eretz yisol, sha'tvua taiva b'yoser, I was able to see the tvua here was very, very good. Nuchas Shofar Gimel Dalit Kishas Zachisi Leovi Beretz Hakadosha Matzasi Truasam BeKabbalas Avaisam. I found that they're trua, like they had a Kabbalah Kikol Hamisraish, like somebody who was wailing. Vein Tut Bachem. So it sounds to me like they have today. They call it the Taimanisha trua, which is we have our truas are tu different sounds, and they're more like a wail, ooh, like that a trua. Vein Tut Bachem, that's my understanding and what he's saying. V'shalti l'kame g'doylem v'loy pirshuli dover, I asked kame g'doylem, they didn't explain it to me, he says, but this was their Kabbalah. Ad k'ketzev b'kashtia, I searched it out like kesev v'chat moynich b'astia, like hidden treasures, I searched for it, u'matzasi, and I was eichet to find, if I don't remember correctly, maybe he brings from one of the ga'inim, he brings such a shita. Now, there are the historians say that he left Eretz Yisrael and he ended up back in Sfarad. And the Makar for that is in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. And it's similar to it's the same sugya that we mentioned before about Hilchos Tzitzis, about Baal Tosif, that he was asking the Rajman Rabbeinu Yaina. It's the same idea because it's Nagei over there, adding in hadasim to the dalin minim, baniyomer kvar niyesi v'nechleisi yomim al raza dana. Over there he writes, and I could say that I was sick for days on this secret. V'shalti l'charabayis, I asked my rabbeim v'loyomer li dover. They didn't answer me anything. Rak meiri harajba, just the rajba amar shugam shal piarein benu yaina, like we mentioned before. Then he writes that it says there, if you look in the regular print of the Rambam, v'achar boyi mei eretz hatzvi, after I came from Eretz Yisrael, yagati umatzasi. So they understood from there that he came back from Eretz Yisrael. However, that is a tois soifrim, and in the Shapsi Franco Rambam, it's fixed up clearly from the Ksav Yad, that it's acharei boyi bi eretz hatzvi, like in all the other places he writes, kishas boyi bi eretz hakdoshel, and so on and so forth. It means when I came to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, there would be no proof that he ever left Eretz Yisrael afterwards. We find him as one of the Chachmei Tzvas. In Tshuvas Haran Siman Hey, the Ran is asked a Shaila from Tzvas, Asher Begolil Ha'elyayin. And it's something that's called Dvash Yishmaelim, was this fake honey that the Arabs used to make with grapes and a certain type of dirt, and they would mix it all together, and it would come like Dvash. And he writes over there in the Shaila that they always said it's Aser, since the day we came to Eretz Yisrael, that we're here already, because of Yai Nesach. And even in their days, there was in Damascus, there was a Chacham who was Matarit, and the Chachmei Tzvas argued with him. So the first one he says, Rav Shlomo Amuniel. So over there they say it's a mistake, it should be Amiel, which was a Talmud of the Rajba. Rav Peretz, Rav Shem Toivzal, and that's Arab Shem Toiv, the Migdal Oiz, Uviyameyam Leyapaitzepes. So he's listed as the Chachmei Tzvas, who said that it's Osir and nobody argued on them. And then he says, Vata Babanisainu Achreshinisbak Shubi Shiva Shamaila. Now, after that, they were Nifter, so now people are coming to be Matarit, so this is the Shiloh being sent to the Ran, what to do about this Shiloh. Now, clearly, he was asked shailas from seemingly faraway places. In Hilchos Shabbos, Parachav Ches, Halach Yudches, talks about in the Yonim of Tchumim, Vani Oimer, and I say, says the Migdalois, Kfar Nishalo Shaila Zois Mimeni Meretz Mitzrayim. This question was asked to me already from Mitzrayim, Veshavti Baba Erich, and I answered in length. So again, it's being sent to Shaila from Egypt to Tzfas. Ach Bechibar Hazeh Ein Li Litzarech Laharech HaLekatzer. Like we said before, and this chibur, before he said, is not a time for svaras, it's for riots. And here he says, even though I talked in length, and this chibur is not, this sefer is not for me to be talk in length, it's to be mekatzer. Now he wrote a sefer Torah for himself. Hilchas Sefer Torah, Perek Tes, Halacha Yud and Yalalf, the Rambam writes Sefer Torah Shekosafti Ani, talks about his own Sefer Torah that he wrote. Says the Migdalois Vani Oimer, Ki HaSefer Torah Shekosafti Ani, Roichav Hadafim, he explains exactly how wide the pages were, Uminyan Hashitin, how many lines, Vishir Hagilyan, and the margins, Vairus Gediyah, Ezim Toivim Dakim, they were goatskins, very, very thin, Vavoidim, Vavoidis Hagvilim, Kalocha, and the Ibud was done properly, Vairuch Kol Gvil, and the length of each Gvil, meaning, writes Aloimer, Gaiva, the height, was Yud Zayin Etzbois, 17 Etzbois, V'simonech Toiv, the Simon is Toiv, B'gamatria Shem Toiv, V'zeyoyu L'misha Yirtza Lichtoiv, Ksiva Daka, so it sounds like it's a pretty small Sefer Torah. I'm not sure, I don't remember Etzbois into centimeters, how big that is. It sounds pretty small. It's pretty small, and v'zayoyel mishiyir tzilichta ksiva daka. Someone who wants to write a very fine ksiva, very thin ksiva, va'iris dakim on very thin skins. Yofi b'tachlis hayofi, beautiful b'tachlis hayofi. So he gives exact instructions how to do it. Now in Tshuvas Ravaz Chelaches Siman Kuf Pei Aleph is a shaila. Now yeah, this week's parsha and Pinchas you have. As precis shalom, the Gemara tells us, is a vav ketia. It's a vav that's cut off. So the question is, over there, the shayel asked the Radvaz that shenimsas bereiv asvarim kedarka kishar vavin. In most of the Sefer Torah at the time, it was not cut off. It was a regular vav. Beheishiv, so the shayel is what to do about it. And the Radvaz says, you have to fix it. And you have to make a vav ketia. Now the question, the Radvaz goes over there, what exactly should a vav ketia look like? So he says, he goes through different ways, and he says, Shuv Reisi B'Taira, Shekas Rabbeinu Shem Tov Gainzal, Baal Migdaloiz, I saw the Sefer Torah that Reb Shem Tov himself wrote, the Migdaloiz, Havav Psuka L'Shtayim Mamish, the Vav was divided, was split into two, Mamish meaning complete two pieces, that's how most of our Sefer Torah today, towards the bottom, on an angle. But the Radvaz himself says, "Atzura yaiser nechayna ledaiti." He says the best way of doing it, sheite psuka, it should be separated. V'chut dak mechaber esam, but a very, very, very thin line should be mechaber them. So it still should be a vav and not looking like a yud, I guess. But it should be cracked like that much. That is how he says it. But he brings a raya from the Sefer Torah of the Migdaloiz that he wrote himself. Now the Migdaloiz actually wrote a sefer on Mikra, and he writes in the Akdama there, V'gamartiv, and I finished it, B'shnas Shivim Ushtayim Leprat, in the year Ayin Beis, so that's what we said, in Ayin Beis, he was still in Svara, because he writes B'Soria. He wrote this in Soria. Now we said before he was in Toledo at a time, here it sounds like he was back in his hometown or homeland of Soria. So he was still in Soria in Ayin Beis, and basically he writes there v'sider psuch. He was mesader. He writes over there what he put together, but he put together all the different parts of a sefer Torah, the psuchos and the stumos, the different parshias. V'tziarti oisiyos. He writes and I showed you how to make the oisiyos v'tagein and the tagin haTorah and Torah neviim, and basically it's how to write it and. This was the Sefer. So not only did he write a Sefer Torah, he wrote like a Sefer HaMikra to explain exactly all the ways, the practical ways of writing a Sefer Torah and it's in the Oisiyos. So let's now talk about his Sefer Migdal Ois. The Chidon Shem HaGadolim writes, Harava Mechaber, who is the author of Migdal Ois? Some want to say it's the Ritva, Ve'in Ze Emes, Elu Rabbeinu Shem Tov. It's not true, it's Rabbeinu Shem Tov. In the Sefer HaChaim we quoted before, Vein listapik b'zeh klal. There's no doubt, k'mo shistapku b'mechilas kvoidim harabonim, b'al shashalas hakabolah, b'al kairadaris, b'al seder adaris, b'shem mechabroi, they were unsure who wrote it. He says, k'mefurish. It's mefurish. In Perek Beis halachates of Hilchus Kriyashma, b'zeh l'shoinai, what does it say over there? It says, "V'hanister boy soid mufla." The nister in this thing is, I think it's an echad, if I remember correctly, is a soid mufla. It's a secret. Chibartiv b'keser shem toiv shali b'siyata d'shmaya, and I wrote about it in my sefer keser shem toiv. Now, in the old Rambams, it said here, "Ad kan loshin haramban." Ad kan loshin haramban. And so it would sound like the Ramban had a sefer called Keser Shem Taif, which again may have been what led to the confusion in who wrote the Sfarim. But in the original it says Al Lashon HaRamban, not Ad Kan Lashon HaRamban. The Keser Shem Taif Shali B'Siyata Dishmaya Al Lashon HaRamban, and the Lashon of the Ramban, which then would mean he's saying in the Keser Shem Tov that I wrote, and we know he wrote the call Sefer Keser Shem Tov. I'll shame his own name, Shem Tov. And therefore, says the Sefer Arachayim, it's clear that he is the author of the Sefer Migdal Ois. The purpose of the Sefer is to be Megan on the Rambam, answer the Rambam from the questions that the Ravid asks. Now, in Tzfas, when he was in Tzfas, he found the Sefer Mishneh Torah LaRambam. He found the actual Rambam that was edited, the Ksav Yad, edited by the Rambam himself. There's mistakes, and the Rambam edited, and it's signed with the Chasim of the Rambam, and he used that Sefer to, a lot of times, answer different things. Now, we don't know exactly when he wrote the whole Sefer Migdal Ois, but in Hilchos Ritzeach, Paragdal Halacha Aleph, he writes, "V'gama nibi al dusei kachashavti." When I was young, I thought this. It was kenusei. When I got older, I got old. Nosati aslibi v'yagati uvadakti l'shoinoi v'didaktik boy uvahalachis. He says, I toiled in it and I was medaktik v'chazarti boy, and I retracted v'yamarti. Alkein chazarti, and the end he writes, "Alkein chazarti loymer b'ziknusei." So therefore, I was chazer to say when I was old, be'es kosvizeh, when I wrote this sefer. So it seems he wrote it in later in life, which would be perhaps in the times when he was pashas, in the times when he was in Tzfas. Now, in his different defenses of the Rambam, sometimes he defends the Rambam and he says the Ravid didn't have the right nusach. In the Rambam. Sometimes he says the Ravid, it wasn't really the Ravid, maybe some Talmud made a mistake. For example, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Gimel Hay, the Ravid says that the Rambam left something out. Vani Yomer Bazeh says the Migdal Ois, Ein Litvos Al Shneim, it's not a Taina, not on the Rambam, on the Ravid, Ela HaSofer Yishmita, because the Sofer, the printer, left it out. And when I checked in the Nusach that was corrected by the Ksav Yad of the Rambam, Kein Matzasim, I found it's Taka there. Also, there was a Toy Sefer in the Ravid Sefer. I checked in the Sefer that was edited and signed by the Rambam, and it has it properly. Many places he writes like that. In Hilchos Gzeila Baveda Gimel Yud Beis, Vani Oimer Libi Oimer Li Shelo Yotzu Hadvarim Mipi HaRaivet. This is the other type of defense that the Raivet didn't say that. Ela Echem Min HaTamidim Kosvu Misvara B'Lei Gemara. One of the Talmidim wrote it Misvara. Uch Shebo Hu Zalu Matzei Kosov. And when, again, I think when the Raivet found it, he found it written there from the Talmud. They wrote everything that's written inside is a mistake. So I'm not sure who wrote what here. And the cipher came along and found it, and he figured if the Ravid is saying Kol Masha Bifnim is a Shibush, and he's referring to the Rambam, he's referring to whatever it is, because of Akal Bifnim, and he wrote the whole thing in Bifnim. Again, exactly who wrote what here, I wasn't 100% clear, but he's basically saying that it's all from a Talmud, and therefore wasn't the Ravid himself, and therefore you can't rely on it. In Hilchos Kriyas Shema Beis Yud, Vani Yomer Yodeani Sharavid Zal Boki Bechedrei Torah Umemula Biyira Keneged Rambam Zal, says the Ravid is a Boki in Chedrei Torah, and he is memula beyira keneged a Rambam Zal. So it's not that he chas v'shal makes light of the Ravid. He says baki bechadri atayra. At the same time, he's saying that lemaisa the Ravid he himself is memula beyira keneged the Rambam. Now another thing he's out to prove is that the Rambam knew Kabbalah. In Uchas Yisrael, the Atayra Paragalef Yud Yud Aleph. To be honest, we might have mentioned this in Shir on the Rambam. I don't remember. By Moshe Rabbeinu, over there, the Rambam talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, said, Hareini Nos Kvedecha, and the Ravid asks on it, says the Migdaloi, Zvani Yomer, come upon him, L'Toyra, there's many ways of Toyra, Nigla, V'Nister. V'Aderech HaShetos of Ram, B'doyme L'Aderech, B'Sefer Mar Nebuchim. The Rambam over here, in Uchas Yisrael, the Atayra, chose the Derech more like Mar Nebuchim, is more philosophical. But of course he knows that the Derech HaEmes, meaning Pi Kabbalah, Einan Imserasel Mipel Peh, it's only given over mouth to mouth, V'chashoy, and secretly, so he's not going to put it in his Rambam. Uvidaiti lohavi rayas acheres medivriatsim v'chelek ha-shlishi, and I'm going to bring other rayas that the Rambam knew Kabbalah in chelek ha-shlishi. It's not clear what chelek ha-shlishi is referring to. Uledaiti sharambam yoda behem esayf yomav, for sure at the end of his days the Rambam knew Kabbalah. Shani meid sharisi besvarad eretz maladetainu, he says, I saw in Svarad kasu b'megillah shal klaf meyushan u'ushan, an old parchment that says Loshen Zeh, Ani Moshe Bar Maimon, Ay Moshe Ben Maimon, Kesherati L'chadri HaMerkava, when I went into the secrets of the Merkava, and says the Migdaloi, Zu Kravim Dvarav L'divra Mekubalim, Sheromaz Rabbeinu HaGadol Ramban, B'tchilas Pirusha L'Taira, it's very similar to what the Ramban brings in the beginning of its Pirush L'Taira. Not only that, I saw a tshuva, he says, and the Rambam said in that tshuva, Shishchel Afarish Agadas al Derech Nistar, he started explaining the Agadas of Shas al Derech Nistar, like Gomrom, he didn't finish them, Vigonzim, and he hid them away. Vikamaj Rachim Yeshu Levarer, Bishayad and Nistar, there's many ways for me to prove that he knew Kabbalah. And in fact, in Uchas Tfilin Gimel Hei, Vani Tmial Mailus Rabbeinu Zal, he says, I wonder on the Rambam, Shei Mekubal Min Yistariz Ish Mipiish, he was a Mekubal, Eich Bol Achriya Besvara, Dvarim Sheim Kivshayna Shalaylam, how could it be Machriya with a logical thing, things that are Kivshayna Shalaylam, the hidden secrets of the world, can't just logically come along, these are Kabbalah Ish Mipiish, and that's a question that he asks on the Rambam. Now, there are many who are very against the whole Sefer Migdal Ois. A lot of hisnagdus to it. And I want to be makdim that the first thing we have to know is that the Ksav Yad that anyone had was they had a very, very bad Kisvei Yadus, more than other Svarim, missing a lot of things, especially the end of Prokim. And then the printers came along and they ruined things as they tried, of course, to fix things. They ruined things even more. Now the most meforsum and outspoken against them is Rabbeinu Amar Shal, in Yam Shal Shloime Bavakama Pereches Simentes, and he writes, "V'Migdal Ois Kosav Tama Im Yotzim Epi Arayvid." The Migdal Ois says, "I wonder if the Ravid ever said this." And at the end, the Migdal Ois says, "V'Toyv Hayolei Ashtika." It would have been better if the Ravid would have kept quiet and not said anything. V'imnei, so says the Marshal, "Mipnei Roiv Shibushav Leikasavtiv." Because of all the mistakes, I'm not even writing what the Migdal Ois says. Mishmayin Barayv Dvarav, most, if you look at most of his words, V'acharkach B'shmaitza, and then you look at the Gemara, Yedvarim Zorim Umuvubalim, you'll see strange and mixed up things. He says, Umanola Magid Mishnah, he says, at least the Magid Mishnah. The Pavim Machriya Gamkein Karayvit, at least the Magid Mishnah, sometimes he passes like the Rambam, sometimes he passes like the Ravid. So you see, he doesn't have like an agenda. The Rambam is always right. He says, when you have a Sefer, that you're always proving one side is right, so there's an agenda here, and because of that, you can always end up doing things that maybe are not MS, because you have this agenda. This is his Taina, Lichta of Lashonis. He writes all different things. Kosha Be'enai V'lucha Lisapik. He says he writes all types of Lashonis about the Ravid and things like that, and he says, it's very hard for me, it's very hard for me to see, and therefore I can't keep quiet. And that's why the Marshal say, I'm skipping a lot of words in the Marshal, if you want to look it up and see, very, very strong Lashonis. V'alav ani Oimer, and therefore I say about the Migdal Ois, Tov Hashtika, he should have kept quiet. Al Kain, and this is very stark. And lismaych al achra say b'shum oifen. He says you cannot be soymech on the achra of the migdalois at all. Imloy, unless you find rayas atzumais, strong proofs. And he says then if you have a strong proof, you're not being soymech on the migdalois anyways. You're being soymech on the rayas. Either way, you're not being soymech on the migdalois. And again, in Gittin, Perek Bey, Simul Lamed Zayin, again, he also talks very strongly. The shachin chay shemishpat, lamed vav vav, ani yanti v'migdalois, v'reisi shekoysev u'mevalvel kidarkoi. So I see he writes, and he's all mixed up, kidarkoi. V'chol stirusev, and all of his stiris, his kashas, adarab arayis. Hali yadua divra, the darkei shel ha'migdalois, shemahapich tamid divra elekim chayim, he turns around always things. Chay shemishpat, Memalef Sivkot in Yates, the Shach again writes, Umashakasav Migdalais, Kvar Diyoshu Kaisav Bili Ion, he writes without Ion, Vashkocha Klal, without any Ion and Ashkocha, Makalkal Dvorav Shalai Bemishbat, and he messes things up of the Ravid Shalai Bemishbat. The Beis Yosef, at the end of Yoredeya Simon Reish Dalit, he writes, Bal Migdal Oiz Yored Lehatzel, he went to save, and he writes, Vadavar Bar Lechol Ma'ayin, and it's clear to anyone who's Ma'ayin, the Baal Migda Oyes Shusa Demoran Arrival Legomar. The talk of the Rivet he didn't understand, Udvarav Le Yayilu Vele Yatzilu, and he's not going to be able to help anything here. So there's a lot of Hisnagdus to the Migdal Oyes for Lashinus that he talks very stark against the Rivet. But it's more than that. A lot of times he sends you to a sugya and he says, the sugya says like me, and or like the Rambam, and the sugya says the exact opposite. And that's why he says, Kedarka is Mavalbel. There's a lot of issues that they have with the Migdalais. The Chidon, Shem Agdalim writes, Umashal Hisigala Bekama Kiyodua. He says, Uboyre Kedushas Moron, the Kasef Mishnah, She'enoi Maskira Le'eze Tzarech Le'bikios. He says that the Kasimish only brings him for some type of bikios or for some type of, if he brings the chuvas to lechach meluniel, that about there from the Rambam, that that's what he brings him for. But he says the Kasimish already was nizer not to bring him. Now on the flip side, I found that the Sefer Binyan Ephraim from Ephraim Berdyansky, who is the father of Reb Yitzchak Yeruchim Berdyansky, is the Mashkiach in Kol Torah Yeshiva, the son-in-law of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zichrono Livracha, and he has a kuntris in his Sefer Chelek Aleph called Oiz HaMigdol, where he's masbir a few pieces, tmuim, of the Migdalois in an unbelievable oifen nifla, an unbelievable way. And he's coming and he has akdama there to this kutris where he explains that the Migdalais is not brought and so on and so forth because there's kashas and it seems. And I went through a few of the shtiklach, I'm not so into the sugyas that he was bringing over there, but what seemed to be that he was saying kenegad gemara or seemed to be a raya pum fakert, Rebbe Ephraim Berdyansky showed exactly what the Migdalais was trying to do. And it's a chiddush, you know, to be matzdik the Migdalois from things that are tamua. And he brings over there from the Akdama of the Sefer Merkavas HaMishnah from the 1700s, and he brings the whole Akdama there, and he writes, the Merkavas HaMishnah is going through the Mesaira, V'achra, V'zmanu, V'ayla, V'mala, Bal Migdalois, Oitzer Bolom, he says it's a wonderful treasure house, Ki Ein Kamoyu V'Bikius, he says he's no one like him in Bikius. Now, he says, Uvikushta Alpi Raiv Nir Leinaim in the Dvarim Kavana. He says, Alpi Raiv, a lot of things that he says, when you just look at them at first glance, they don't seem that he's saying correctly. Uchvar Yisayr Marshal, the Marshal already was Mesayr, the Kossel of Merayrus, and he said such bitter things against him. Voekoid Artsa Paim Nege Gedoilus Marshal. He says, I bow down. I prostrate myself in front of the marshal neged gedulasa. I have no shaychus. But va'an va'omar lo echlo yinovei talmud Rashba. He says, how could it be we can't bring the mices the talmud of the Rashba? V'yesh mekayim is darish l'shvach. There are times that he says things l'shvach. Roy l'haylis al mizbeach. I think it's more of like he's writing like a poem form there. Ein litleis el betoy cipher, he says a lot of these things betoy in a toy cipher. Vamatik hishtik hishmet tuva batakam, when they copied it over, a lot was left out. Ulahapich b'schusay, he says, Adarabba, Talmud of the Rashba, yefti mahapich b'schusay. Tnulay kavid va'ois. So, this is the issue. Lamaisa, we do find that the Mishnah Berurah does bring him, and sometimes the Magen Avraham brings him in numerous places. It was shown to me this morning in Siman Samach Aleph, in Ayin, Kufayin Tesh, and Tesvav. He brings from the Migdalois. Another interesting thing is Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Masechta Geirim, and his Masechta Ketanis on the Sharblat. He says these are from the small Masechtas of Shas, and a lot of times he brings like a source. So on the Sharblat of Masechta Geirim, he writes, Umuva b'migdalois perik yugimel perik yudal mei suri bia. This is the source, that there's a source from Masechta Geirim. So again, this is the back and forth of the Migdal Ois. We have only on 10 of the 14 Sifri HaRambam. The Orach Chaim says, Ein Sofik Yichibar al Kol Yudalit Afkein Biyadeinu. We don't have all of them, but he for sure wrote. The Chidah writes, Ein Biyadeinu Misefer Zroim Ve'elach Ach Nira Shechibar al Kol. It seems that he was Mechaber on all of the Rambam. In Hilchos Tshuva, Paraches Aleph Dalid, he writes that he wrote a Hakdama that we don't have. Kasher Niyasi Lo Yichiach The Chelek Bak Tamasi and my Hakdama gives me the schus to write the Hakdama. So that's the Sefer Migdalois. We already quoted his Sefer Keser Shem Tov, his name is Shem Tov, that he explains some of the Seidus HaRamban, Alatera. He wrote this, it seems, in the life of the Rajva still. The Rajva was Nifter Be'erich in the year Ayin, so it'll be 1310. So they say that he wrote the Keser Shem Tov about 5 years earlier than that. Now some say, well, he was about 28 years old, and that's there was tainas on him because he was so young, writing Kabbalah Sefer. Now, if this is in 1305, he was 28, so that means he was not born in the year 1287, because 1287 would have made him 18. Maybe they mean 1277, which would make him 28. Again, I don't have a clear right to any of these actual hasharas of when he was born and how young he was. Now, the first time when it was printed originally, Keser Shem Tov, it was printed in the middle of another sefer, a sefer called Mar V'Shemesh from the Ri Koriat, on page Chaf Hei Amid Beis, where he's talking about also these Kabbalah Dikinyanim, and he says, I'm going to bring now the sefer Keser Shem Tov from Reb Shem Tov Ibn Goy. He also seemed to have written, besides we saw before, he had Chuvis that he wrote. I don't know if he wrote a sefer of Chuvis, but he wrote on Chas, on the Gemara, Shittos, as they're called from that Kufa. In Seif Hilchos Brachos, he writes, Mefurashim b'shittaseinu perek lulav v'arava. This is Mefurash in our Shita in perek lulav v'arava. In Hilchos Gzela, Tes Vav, V'chein hichrati min urai b'mei charfi. He says, this is how I decided when I was young, V'chein kasafti sham, and I wrote it over there in Bava Basra, b'shittase, in the Shita in Bava Basra. And in Tzchiyah Matana, perek yedbez alachavav, perek yeshleichalin, v'arayt zalolim bumka, if you want to go into the depth of it, yayin ba b'shittaseinu, look in our Shita, over there. So he seemed to have written on Shas as well. Sefer Badi Ha'oron U'Migdal Chananel is what he calls it, is a beer on the Maisa Bereshis al Pi Kabbalah, and he called it Migdal Chananel al Shem his Talmud Chavar Reb Chananel ben Avram. And that's why I said, mentioned earlier in the Sefer, that he went up together with him to Eretz Yisrael. And he writes, when they came to Tveria, the Yodin Netuya Chala Va'ali Yeshiva Salyanim, he got sick, and he went up to Yeshiva Shomayla, Vani Ani V'chayel L'Predasa, and I'm pain because he left me. Be'ekra Zeh Chibra Al Shemai, so therefore I'm calling this Chibra Al Shemai, that's Migdal Chananel. Karasi Boy Badi Aaron and Migdal Chananel. I wasn't sure exactly why Badi Aaron. Now it's very unclear. The only copy I was able to find of this was like an old copy, very smudged. It's on the Yitzhar HaChachma, but it's not reprinted. It's very hard to read. So I wasn't 100% sure if maybe he did explain why it's called the Badei Ha'oren. But the main part, Migdal Chananel, because of his Talmud Chaver, Reb Chananel ben Avram. And at the end of the Sefer, he signs his name, Ior Shnas Peches. So that's 1328, Poi Bitzvas. Poi Bitzvas. He also used to sign his name, Kidoin. Chav Dalet Vav Nun. I'm not sure exactly what that means. Why he signed it that way, if anyone has an explanation, I'll be very happy to hear it. And if you have a riot to it, to understand it. Exactly when he was Nifter, it's also not clear. Obviously, it's after 1328. So, assuming he was born, let's say, in 1277, so that would be 33, and that would make him 53, that would make him 61. which means some say it was Nifter young. So, you know, if he was born in 1287, it would be 51, 1270, 61. We said before in the Migdal Ois that he says, this is what I wrote when I was young, but now bizkenusi, when I was older. So does that mean he was actually old, Zakenim, when I was writing the Sefer Migdal Ois? So 50s is not Zakenusi, 60s maybe, I don't know. It's not clear when he was Nifter. This is the Migdal Ois, the Talmud HaRashba, Reb Shem Toiv Ben Avram Ibn Gaon, Zichrayna Livracha, Zchusa Yogin Aleinu Valko Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.